Now, when it comes to girls, I admired girls. I still can look at a good-looking girl, and it's just kind of like flowers. You know, some people, when they see a flower, they got to pick it and take it in the house and stick it in a jug of water or something. I don't do that. I can just look at a flower and say, boy, it's pretty right where it is. But anyhow, when I got out of high school, I still didn't date no girls. And my sister Ethel, I think she thought that I was mature enough that I should be more interested in women than just looking at them. And so finally she said, well, now there's this Ruth Kent. She rooms with me, and she's a nice girl. And she said, we get along real good. She said, I've got a date with a guy. His name is Chapman, and I can't remember his first name, but we always called him Leaky because somebody said he had a leaky heart. Ruth hadn't got no date. She says, why don't you just kind of ride along? And you could, you know, we call it double dating. I said, well, I don't know. I ain't doing nothing. I guess it's all right. Will it cost anything? Oh, she said, probably not. We'd just ride around. It might go to show, but probably not. But anyhow, old Leaky and Ethel and Ruth, we went down to Junction City, and we drove around Junction City. Now, this was supposed to be a Sunday night, but it turned out already it was 2 o'clock on Monday morning. And all at once, we stopped at a stop sign, went to start, it wouldn't go no more. And I told you then, there were drive shafts and axles and stuff on them Chevys, just kind of fragile. But we were real fortunate. There was a garage not very far, and they used to stay open all night. So he towed us in there, and he puts in a new axle or drive shaft where it would, and the thing run just fine. So we drove around back up to Wakefield, and we drove up in front of the cafe. And here this guy that thought he was her boyfriend, he drives up alongside. And it turned out this guy was real jealous. He didn't think nobody ought to go with his girl. And he comes over to the car, and he said, I'm taking Ruth home. He said, Ruth, come on, get out of there and get over in my car. I said, what about it, Ruth? I took you out. Am I supposed to take you back, or is he supposed to? Well, she said, I guess I want to avoid any conflict. I'll ride home with him. And I said, well, okay, it's her choice. So she did. But then he told me, you know, he said, if you wasn't so big, he said, I'd just beat the hell out of you. I said, well, if she'd give you satisfaction, I guess it'd be all right. But he never did. And I did date her some more, but then that was the end of that. But that kind of primed a pump, and then I got started dating girls, and I kind of liked them. They kind of attractive.